This brings us to the 61st step and inner truth. I'm a 61. I have my design sun in the first line. I was born to understand what is hidden. And in my experience, my mystical process was an awakening to something that truly I find funny. That there's no point me being concerned about what's going to happen or what happened. That to be alive is to be beyond shame and guilt. It's to be beyond responsibility. It's the ultimate freedom to be alive. You see, the real truth is there is nothing to do. It happens. Life happens. It's been happening a very long time. It started in our consciousness terms long, long, long ago. It has its own movement and direction in space. And as a totality, it is a process far beyond anything we can possibly grasp and know. We have no choice in all that. It is not up to you whether you will be awake or not. You cannot make yourself awake. You cannot study and become awake. You cannot take medicines in the assumption that it will make you awake. You're not in charge of being awake. It happens if it happens. Oh, your little vanity will take responsibility for it. I did this and I did that. There is nothing to do. I always thought that there was something that I was supposed to do in this life. I always felt like there was something behind me driving me and pushing me. And in the moment that it was clear to me the way things work, there's this enormous relief. I'm not in charge of what I say or what I do. I'm not in charge of what I think. It's not up to me what happens in my life. I'm not responsible in this life. It is not my choice. I did not choose to come here. I will not choose to go. I cannot choose to stay. And nothing, 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 nothing will ever, ever change that. I am a helpless and incompetent thing floating in space. Inside of this box, inside of this box is the magic. The passenger that can look out the window and get the view. That's why I'm here, just to see. There's nothing else to do. That's why we're here. It's the only thing of value in our process, is to watch the movie. We're not in charge of it. I try to teach people to live out their design, to live out their strategy, to get to a point that they can be ahead of their time. It is not easy for human beings to be awake. It isn't. Because it's not about how hard you try. Because it's not up to us. See, by the time we get to the 61st step, there's nothing to do but live till you die. And that's what I know. That's what we do. We live till we die. Each life is of enormous value to the totality, far beyond what each life could possibly grasp of its own importance. You are all truly important. But we're not designed to be a part of the consciousness that can grasp that. We're not. We live our lives, and we die. And for us, that seems to be a burden. If you get to the 61st step, some of you will reincarnate. You'll be there. You get to the 61st step, there's nothing to do but live your life. Stupid before enlightenment, stupid after. Same life, same life, same earth, same body. There's the pain. Ah, yeah. There's nothing to do but live until you die. You see, there's a dream that rises out of the 61. It's Buddha's dream. It's the dream that we can get rid of these damn boxes. Get out of them. Get out of the round. Get out of the long line of incarnation. Get out of it. Oh, we will. We will. You see, it will be the only time on this planet, in all the time that there have been humans on this planet, that it will actually be peaceful. Just peaceful. Nowhere to go, nothing to do. Just life. Like most of the life on this planet experiences now. The beetle and the butterfly, the flower in the field. There is so much consciousness that is alive on this planet that already knows inner truth. One thing to recognize about that kind of peace is that of that kind of peace comes the greatest of all inspirations. And it is the depth of that inspiration that's possible when there is truly nothing to do, that is a secret about awakeness. You see, to be surrendered is your way, is your only way of knowing and being wise, because then everything is revealed. And at the moment that we have a time in which there is nothing to do but just live, life will be full of extraordinary surprises. There is, after all, a small reward for getting to the end. It's sort of like the joy that comes with finishing a crossword puzzle. It's not all that bloody important, but it feels good when it's over because it means everything is complete.